Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, all, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,404. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. What's that today? It is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, the most populated states, and our favorite seafoods. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV Time with Tan.
Clack, clack,
drinkity drink. All right, here we go. Austrian authorities bust a man attempting to smuggle 74 chameleons into country. They say he comes and goes, and he comes and goes.
All right.
Meanwhile, man lets guy test drive his Lexus in Chicago. As for the car, nobody knows. Woman who suffers from depression bought $27,000 in My Little Pony toys to brighten her day. Man who ran 12 stop signs while drunk will have some hefty ticket prices to pay. And two Florida women busted impersonating police officers. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, say what you want about the pandemic. It's probably negative. But according to a new survey, one-third of women that have been living with their partner but aren't married to them, they say quarantine has made them realize that they're the one. Then again, half of people surveyed said that 1 month in quarantine with their significant other felt like a full year in a relationship. Now, a different survey asked how people found out that their partner was cheating on them. And as you'd imagine, there's no shortage of answers. But one of the worst involved a husband having sex with another woman in the upstairs guest bedroom of their own home in the wife's childhood bed. That's about as bad as it gets, but we're guessing the tip-off was the sound. You know, we've talked about it before on the show. We said it's hard to have sex quietly unless it's uninspired or someone you hate, but a different woman, she has a very different problem. She has very inspired sex, and she has it often. Now, the problem is that her neighbors, well, they started leaving notes complaining about it. And the complaints aren't just that she's loud, but that when she's having sex, she, and I quote, squeals like a pig. That made me kick back and think a little bit. I wonder if you had to record everyone having sex, how many different animals we would all end up sounding like. You know, some people sound like squirrels, some people sound like bears. It runs the gamut. Would you really want to know what animal you sound the most like? But these are just some of the stories we saw, stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you. Everyone's mind has gone, what do I sound like? I believe that'd be more wow. Reggaeton.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Either way, if everyone's having sex, probably sounds like a jungle at night.
Meow.
Meow, meow. Meow. These are just some of the stories we saw. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question. Here's how it works. We ask you a question to complete random. And after you share your scintillating answer, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, no, Malcolm. The conversation is just getting started. All the Macholas and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,404. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, I bet.
You think so?
Yeah, President's Day's coming up. We got to pull off one before then, right?
Oh, it'd make this good. Gentlemen,
yeah, all right. Come on, our game today. That's right, man. Big chill for you. The exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. We got a full of interesting categories. We have for you America's top 10 favorite seafoods.
All right.
You enjoy some seafood, right?
Sure. Love seafood.
Favorite seafood?
Blue crabs.
Blue crab? Ted, you a blue crab man?
Blue crabs and shrimp.
Would you rather have a bushel of crabs or a crab cake?
I'll take a bushel of crabs.
Ooh, that is a tough call.
Because it's a whole bushel. You offer me three crab cakes, I'll take the three crab cakes.
Well, crab itself is an event. A crab cake is just something that you eat.
Exactly.
So I'm going to take the crab feast.
I think it depends on where I'm getting this crab cake.
That is very strong.
Okay. Either way, I'm going to go with crabs. I haven't had them in a while. One of those things. I love king crab legs, snow crab legs.
Yeah, dungies are delicious.
Any kind of crab you put in front of me.
Yes.
I'm definitely going to eat them. So we have America's 10 favorite seafoods, and then we have the top 10 most populated states here in the United States of America.
It's where people live.
You'd be surprised where people live.
Yes, you would.
Because you have a choice, hopefully.
And people choose to live in these places,
which is even more amazing. When you look at, the top 10, you're like, holy cow. Well, why do you live there? And why do so many of you live there?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the category come up with your guess is as good as mine. And today is the day we do our random question, 206-421-ROCK.
Actually, someone has a random question for us to begin the show. I don't know how long ago this video came out, but we will remember it. It says, random question for you guys. I watched an old video of you guys giving the Ted Smith a goldfish named Little Baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you guys still have an office fish? Well, no. We don't have an office fish. The experiment with Little Baby Jesus, it didn't end well.
How long did that last? How many days? We got you a goldfish. What was that?
I don't know.
Was it like a month? Maybe
it was like a month. But he died over the break.
Yeah, we left for Christmas. I believe we had then employee Steve Rock. All right, and that was actually his name, Steve Rock. He worked here. He was going to be here over our break. So we were like, hey, man, just do us a favor. Feed Little Baby Jesus. I mean, it's a goldfish. How hard can it be? And we found out it's harder than you think. So we came back from break. Little Baby Jesus did not make it to the new year.
He was gone. No, yeah.
He was. Mm-hmm. We tried, man.
Well, didn't you have a bunch of fish at about the same time?
I did. I had three or four fish.
Yeah, what happened to those?
I mean, eventually they died. They didn't die as quickly as Little Baby Jesus. And in fact, Ted actually fed them for a week, 2 weeks.
It was like a week.
Town, something like that.
And they lived.
They
for
did
that,
live.
That time.
In spite of you being. What did you say you called
like
someone?
A half a thing of fish
how much
food in there.
How much fish food is too much fish food? I don't like this question.
Yeah.
It comes out of that container quick.
It does. But they survive. So we know Ted could, in fact. Maybe it's that you need more than one fish to take care of. You need multiple at one time.
Well, part of the main reason, too, is I didn't have a key to the office, so nobody could feed the fish.
We didn't either.
Little Baby Jesus.
You did.
Did we?
Yes.
Did you have a key to the office?
I wasn't here, though. I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah. I was probably gone then, too. I don't remember any of it.
Little Baby
random,
Jesus.
Random.
Starved to death.
Random.
Hello, Don.
Random,
welcome to the men's room.
Random. Hola, mi chicos.
Hola.
Don, welcome to the program. Random question. How was your weekend?
Well, about like all of them when you're retired.
Does the weekend even mean anything to you when you're retired?
No, every day is Saturday.
Okay.
Do you have the same routine every single day?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do when you wake up, Don?
Try and get out of bed.
All
right.
Okay.
Shoot for the stars,
yeah, exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Take a pain pill, drink a beer at about 11.
All right,
you're right. It is every day like Saturday.
Okay, Don, we're gonna ask you this one. As far as numbers go, you throw out a number to someone, they're going to be a little bit probably taken aback by it, in a weird way because it's going to be an unusual number. So, in other words, if you, Philip Rivers, right? He just announced his retirement from the NFL. You read how thankful he is to everybody, blah, 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 and he thanks all nine of his children.
Yeah.
So the number that he throws out, not that he's like the fifth passer in NFL history, the number that I go, oh my God, is the guy has nine children. Okay.
Is it nine?
Nine children.
Last I heard, he had seven. But at some point, I stopped paying attention.
Right, exactly.
So he just keeps going.
Some people have been to jail numerous times. Other people have owned, 25 cars
right,
or gotten 25 speeding tickets. So what is the number that you could tell me that would impress us, Don?
Probably over the years at different times, 5 different occasions, broken cervical and spinal vertebrae.
So you would say broken bones?
Like well, that, spinal.
But specifically, like, right. did after you broke something spinal the first time, does that make it more likely to happen again, or are you just that unfortunate?
Actually, you know, I've just got, my doctor says my bones weigh 150 pounds, so I'm pretty lucky. They just kind of crack. They don't break all the way.
All right. Okay.
Lucky.
Well, look, that was Evel Knievel's claim to fame. Wasn't there any toys made after him, or you thought it was cool to watch him attempt
but
these
the
things?
Dude was on a motorcycle trying to jump.
He basically had broke every bone in his body. I'm not sure what the number was, but when you heard the number, you thought to yourself, this is insane.
But that's less impressive only because we understood why. Don, how do you keep cracking bones in your back? I mean, are you jumping motorcycles?
Oh, no. I mean, I work construction. You know, I was in a lot of wrecks. I rolled a vehicle, you know, one of those little giant knockoff ladders. One of the pins broke, and I fell 20 feet and landed on top of it.
Oh, you know? How many car wrecks have you been in, Don?
Oh, about 7.
7. See, that's a lot. All right. That's
impressive.
That's a pretty good number. All right. How many frozen TV dinners would you say you've eaten in your life?
any number would be too many.
That's right.
Probably less than a dozen.
Things like that I would be curious to know. We've talked about all kinds of things, like how much beer could you drink to fill up a pool, but in other practical ways instead of a pile of weed, like I would like to see a pile of how many chicken wings I've eaten in my lifetime, because I know that's probably
chicken wings,
one of my number one foods. How many slices of pizza have I eaten if you just stack the boxes up in front of me? I think I'd fall over if I knew how much pizza I've eaten.
I'm just kind of curious how much beer I've drank in 50 years.
Would you want it stacked up by can, or would you want it Olympic-size swimming pools? Like, would you rather look at the pools to get a visual, or just how many cans and bottles?
Oh, God, I don't think they'd stand up that high.
That's what I'm saying. I'd almost rather look at the pool because I think it's deceptive. If I could
you
see
think you'd feel better about
yes,
it?
Yes, because if I could see all the cans and all the bottles, then it would be,
I don't know,
it'd
man.
Be ridiculous.
How deep is the Olympic pool? 15 feet, 10 feet?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't matter if it was 3 feet.
If it's 3 feet.
You know what I'm saying? You still look into a pool and it's full of beer.
But then you go, oh, my God, all of this beer that are in these probably 9 pools is what I've drank. I'm curious to know how much I have peed as a direct result of the beer I've drank, right? You can say it's one thing that, you drank this much beer, but how many Olympic-sized swimming pools have you filled full of pee as a direct result of beer? I'm going to say it's about 1/3.
Right.
So if you got 3 pools of beer, you got one pool of pee.
The reason I ask, what number do you throw out that impresses people? I always impress
I'm
people.
I'm just guessing.
One pool of pee.
I don't know what the ratio is. I feel like that. But it depends on the beer. I was saying this to Mike Friday. We're talking about beer. And he's like, well, I'm not a big IPA guy. I like IPAs. But with IPAs, I don't break the seal as quick. If I drink a Pilsner or a Lager, I mean, like, every sip, back in the bathroom.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
If I drink Miller Lite, I'm going to pee my brains out. If I drink something heavy, I'm fine.
How many bass guitars do you have?
How many bass guitars do I own right now? There is one on loan. 2, 3, 4, 5. There are definitely 6. One is 6. A 12-string.
Okay, all right.
The
well,
others, that, yeah. right, that, that's a much different right. sound. But I think that's the most I've owned at any one time.
I always impress people when I tell them I've had 2 hole-in-ones in golf. They're always just taken aback. They can't almost even believe me.
I know.
It's shocking.
Same, they don't have a certificate for that kind of thing.
They don't put that on your bag. The reason we ask, what number do you throw out that impresses people? And Ted, this is going to piss you off in a weird way, but a man is facing charges after he led officers on a chase while driving under the influence. This happened in Altoona, Pennsylvania. 36-year-old Terry Fornari Jr. was drunk and driving on a DUI suspended license. He led officers on a chase, driving away from a traffic stop at 9:30 in the morning.
Jeez, man.
He's accused of running not one, not two, not three, but 12 stop signs and one red light before he pulled into a driveway and stopped. Police said that he had a can of beer in his front pocket of his coat. There was a case of beer on the passenger seat of the car. Police pointed out Fornari has 4 previous DUI convictions. He's now charged with all kinds of stuff. So here's a guy on a suspended license. He's had 4 previous DUI convictions. He runs 12 stop signs. He runs 1 red light. Just so you know, he did not spend the night in jail.
What?
He posted 10% of his bail.
at $15,000. He is scheduled to be in the hearing next week.
Here's the thing.
$1,500.
$1,500 or $15,000?
Well, the bail was $1,500. So
he still owes another $13,500.
But to get out of jail and not spend the night.
Well, especially with that many previous DUIs.
Saying, this guy.
And a beer. And it's 9:30 in the morning. Exactly. That's the most impressive thing.
And he's driving
thing.
On a suspended license.
You know, probably because of the DUIs.
That's exactly why. And a can of beer. And it's 9:30. But I like how they point out, you ran 12 stop signs. He was being chased by the cop. In my experience, and it's only been what I've seen on the news, when people are in a chase with cops, they speed a lot, and they tend to ignore things like, I don't know, yield, or pedestrian. Mm-hmm. Like, of course you ran 12 stop signs. You were chasing him. That's not impressive. I would be impressed if he stopped at all 12.
Random.
Well, yeah, he's being chased.
Random,
come on. Random, hello, Mark. Random, welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
Mark, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see what we got here for you, Mark. Okay. Mark, what did you try to smuggle? Did you do it successfully? And where were you trying to smuggle this thing?
I smuggled a half ounce of pot into Snohomish County Jail.
Oh!
30 years ago.
Okay, so were they not doing cavity checks? Where did you hide it on your body? Because now it seems like it doesn't matter.
It was under my underwear. But I got a better one than that. I was over in Wenatchee, and I was driving through apple orchards in a Nova I had, and I told them I was my brother, and they didn't believe it, and they had a Snohomish County.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Take a breath.
I mean, he just kept rolling. All
right. And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Okay. All right.
Monday.
Yeah.
All right. Positive Monday. Yeah. So he smuggled a half ounce of pot, which that's a lot of weed, man.
It is.
To hide in your underwear. When did they start doing the full cavity? Because now every time, it doesn't matter what you get arrested for, it seems like you got to pop a squat, right?
I understand, but my point is this. You can bring the weed in. Maybe nobody smells it, but to smoke the stuff, you have to be able to smell it. You know, even if you're outside on your break, if I step outside on my balcony and smoke a cigarette or I smoke a joint, there's definitely a difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but remember, like Ted said,
so
his experience.
If you're smoking it and you get busted.
If they care. Right. Ted said, you said, a guy was smoking weed. The guard came down and said, it smells like weed in here.
Smells like somebody smoking weed in here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He kept walking.
That's it. Right.
If they don't care.
Reason we ask, what did you try to smuggle? Here's a weird one. We go to Berlin. Austrian authorities stopped a man at Vienna Airport as he tried to smuggle 74 chameleons from Africa into the country. They said that 56-year-old man, who was not further identified, I'm not sure why you can't identify these people, we can't identify the chameleon smuggler, had hidden the animals in socks, empty ice cream boxes when he was caught at customs in Vienna. He was traveling from Tanzania.
You didn't think they would ask, what's with all the ice cream?
I mean, it's
not frozen, so like I would be very suspicious if you have room temperature ice cream containers. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in there. I'm sure it's just melted ice cream.
They were taken to a zoo in Austria. Three of the animals did not survive the voyage. All the animals were from Tanzania and ranged in age from 1 week old to adult animals. Believe it or not, on the black market, they would sell for about $45,000.
Each?
Wow. Yes.
Each?
Yeah. No, $45,000 total. The man who smuggled the animals into Austria, he was let go. He had to pay a fine of 6,000 euros.
Wait a minute. I smuggle living creatures into your country. So
he's
it's already invasive.
He's still allowed to fly.
And I just,
he's still allowed to leave the country. He had 74 chameleons in his luggage. He had to pay a $6,000 fine. They will not release his name, and all is fine and well.
I don't know if Austria is that way with everything, but if I'm going to Austria, I'm going to try to smuggle anything. And like, look, babe, let's just make sure we have $6,000, because if we do get caught, we just pay the fine. We're good to go.
More of the random question coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
You're in the men's room, 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Random question, 206-421-ROCK.
We got a few responses from questions you asked earlier, Miles. One of them was numbers that would impress people. You know, whether number of times you broke bones, number of times you've been to the hospital, etc. Someone here says, I had sex with my girlfriend 9 times in 6 hours. She says she had more sex in 6 hours than she had with her ex-husband in 6 months. Well, that's why it's her ex. Someone else says, I have about 36 guitars / basses. Joe Dredd, a fellow bass player, says, Steve, what brand of 12-string bass do you have? Is it Waterstone? No, Joe, it is not Waterstone. It is Carlos Rebelli. It's a company from Sam Ash. He'll know what I'm talking about. We were saying we would like to see how many beers we have consumed over our lifetime and then put that beer in Olympic-sized swimming pools. So someone who is not us took the time to do a little thing called the math. So an average-sized Olympic swimming pool is 660,000 gallons. There are 10.66 12-ounce beers to a gallon. That is approximately 7,035,600 beers. So there's no way we're there.
No.
No way. Let's see. Someone agrees with that.
What if you could see all the chicken wings that you've eaten, but the chickens are alive?
Oh, you'd feel bad. You'd feel bad. Someone else, as far as
what? Only, you know, 4 wings per chicken.
Four pieces.
There's a flat, drum. You know what I mean? So you're 4 chicken wings per chicken.
Well, the good news is they can't fly anyway, so how bad are you going to feel?
Okay.
Someone else says, as far as what did you smuggle, someone says, I accidentally smuggled a nugget of weed in my wallet from SeaTac to Alabama. I didn't realize it was there until I was cleaning my wallet out at Mom's house in Mobile. I have been there. We had...
That's a good feeling, though.
I want to say it was the night, you're so...
Like, yes!
Stephen Piercy, or was it Rat? I don't remember. Either way... They played at a casino. We had been at that show the night before. The next night, we all fly out to San Francisco for a big Metallica concert. No idea, but there was a joint in my wallet. I didn't realize it until we landed in San Fran. We stopped at an Irish pub. We go to pay the tab, and I'm like, oh, my God. Because at the time, weed was not legal. That would have been very, very bad. Someone here says, Seattle Brad here. I stopped counting the number of jobs I've had 20 years ago. At that time, it was over 60. I'm pretty sure I've eclipsed 100 by now.
Damn.
How did you have
Damn.
100 jobs, man? Is it you?
I mean, only one common thread here. I mean, there's all kinds of jobs.
Are you fired or are you always looking for a new job? Because they're very, very different things, right? Just curious.
Or do you have really severe ADD?
It could be that. I don't know.
I'm bored with this. This sucks.
How many jobs do you think you've had in your life? Starting with your first
different
one,
jobs?
Slinging cokes.
God, I don't know. I did all kinds of odd, weird stuff.
Not those. I mean, like, you know, on the books.
I mean, I worked at Burger King for 2 weeks.
Right. That counts.
Okay.
You worked at Burger King. You also got fired from Burger King.
I've had lots of jobs.
I worked
at concessions, at sporting events.
Yeah. Most of mine were restaurants. You know, because restaurants, you bounce
Concerts.
Around a lot. It's all the same job. But in radio, basically, I've been at a total of one...
Done maintenance work.
To 3 stations total, right? Thanks, man. A total of 3 stations. 4 stations, including the buzz. So 4 stations total. 3 different shows. But in the 20 years I've been in this, this show's been, what, 17, 18 of them?
Right.
So this has basically been it since I've gotten into radio.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go back a ways.
Right.
I mean, I worked for the Boy Scouts for a while.
Right, I was a landscaper,
right.
And a janitor.
Liquor store.
Coach, right. Worked at a liquor store, bartended, bounced at a different place. And I've had some strange ones.
And then radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's been about it?
Yeah, once I got into radio, right, after we moved here, that's pretty much the only job.
That is it. What about you, Mike?
I started as a paper delivery boy down there in Enumclaw.
Of course you did.
What time did you get
up? I delivered papers for a summer.
There you go. 12 cents a paper.
Oh, don't forget the magazine thing, too.
Door-to-door. Oh, yeah. Door-to-door sales.
Right. Now, wait. When you delivered papers,
yeah,
were your parents driving you around, or did you have to hustle on your own?
They did one time when I was rather late delivering the papers. They helped me out with that one.
Sure.
But other than that, I was on my bike, or I was just hoofing it.
All right.
How many papers?
Like 120 papers.
Okay. And how long did it take you to do the route?
Honestly, I don't remember too much. I think it was like 1.5 to 2 hours to get it all done.
Did you have people waiting for you?
Because
you know, like, there's the people who wait for the mail.
Dude, back in, my brother used to deliver. See, this is why I say, because you're more like my brother, right?
All right.
Reasonably decent guy.
No, you're,
smart,
you're able to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning if you have to.
No, it's that you would choose to do that. It's a voluntary to get up that early in the morning, wrap them, because they send them disassembled, essentially, right? You had to put them all together, you slide them in a plastic bag, then you had to go deliver them. And my brother thought this was brilliant. I thought it was stupid. I helped him once because it was Christmas, I was being nice, and it was a Sunday. And as I recall, the Sunday paper, because you got all the coupons and all the extra sections.
Heavy as hell.
Like, right, that was a big day. And the thing I remember most about this day, I got up early because I'm being nice. It's just he and I in the garage, and we're having a pretty good time putting papers together. And I would continue to put the papers together, and then he put them in like an old woman kind of home shopping cart thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The two-wheel thing. He would stack them in there, and he'd walk through the neighborhood. And I remember he walks out of the garage, and he disappeared around the corner. And I go back to folding papers. Maybe 30 seconds passes. I look back up, and he is huffing it as fast as he can, pulling his granny car behind him with the papers. And he's screaming, close the garage door, right? So I don't know what's going on. About another 15 seconds later, there's a bulldog whose legs are about the size, I don't know, 2 inches long, doing the best it can to chase him down. Mm-hmm. And this thing is snarling at him. And I remember he dives into the garage, and we had the electric garage door, so I hit it. But he had to be fully cleared. Otherwise, sure. It goes back. So he clears, and he's screaming, close the garage door! He's terrified. And this bulldog is so slow. I mean, you can outrun it, right? But I hit close, and it's going down, and the bulldog's closing in, and it keeps closing. And the garage door touches down on the driveway just as the bulldog gets there. But I always remember, you hear this thing jump, and I cannot believe how high it jumped, right? Because you heard it hit the garage door, and you heard its nails going down the outside.
Oh, no.
It was him. He got bitten by 3 dogs on the paper. And these were dogs that every kid in the neighborhood knew. These dogs wouldn't bite anyone except him. And the worst one actually witnessed it, because it wasn't mean. It did not growl. It did not bark. All the kids are playing, and it sniffs all the kids. It's familiar with all the kids, including my brother. The couple that owned the dog were on the front porch talking to another couple. This dog sniffed them and then just bit them.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it didn't do anything.
Sucker.
To me. Yeah, it's just like it sniffed at everyone, and we're scratching its head. Just walked up to him, like, Yeah, it's... Man, seriously, there's something about my brother.
That's why he doesn't have a dog.
He does not have a dog. Do you remember the movie The Omen, right? There's a scene in The Omen where they're on like this drive-through safari. And on the safari, I want to say it's like orangutans or baboons or something start freaking out because they recognize that the kid is the Antichrist, all right? So they're driving through and like all these primates start attacking the car and they're bashing the windshield because they're saying like, hey, Satan's in your ride. That's the way my brother is with dogs. Because I had a big-ass dog, and he's going to help me move. And I lived on the 3rd floor of an apartment in an old row home. My brother rings my doorbell. And I understand, my brother's about 45 feet below me in the front of this building. I am very much upstairs in the back of the building. My dog had not barked. In the 2 years I'd owned this dog, it had never barked. To the point I took this dog to the vet going, man, there's got to be something wrong with him. Big-ass shepherd, right? But I'm like, he does not bark. Vet did all these tests and said, your dog doesn't bark because your dog doesn't care. There's nothing wrong with this dog. He's just as chill as you think he is. I'm like, all right. My brother rings the doorbell. My dog lost his goddamn mind. Like, wanted to kill him. We had to lock him in a bedroom to help get my brother to help me move out.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I wonder if he has some kind of, like, secret sense.
There's
got to
be
something.
But dogs hate it. They hate it. I don't even want him to visit me in Seattle.
He smells like a cat.
Like, dude, I got
gotta
a dog.
Be something. Right. And all the dogs know.
Every Bite dog hates here. Him. Every I think it's the Antichrist.
He's got to do a study. No, he's got to do some kind of study.
He needs to, man, because there's something about him. Like, bro, dogs want to kill you. These are dogs that, again, my dog didn't bark for 2 years. You show up, and my dog lost its mind. And you can see my dog's shadow under the crack in the door, and it's just going back and forth the whole time.
Damn.
And as soon as you left,
damn.
Dog was
random, bite. Random,
Tigger once random, bit my cousin, random, but it's because my cousin random, was wearing random, blue like the mailman. Random,
for real?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. He was latched onto his arm.
You didn't warn him like, hey man, pretend this is a blood house. Don't wear blue here.
We kind of forgot, and then my cousin came in like a navy blue jacket. And same thing. Tigger was a very nice, I mean, he's a Scottish Terrier. Right. Really, he was big.
Right. Just mean.
And my cousin walks by, and he just leapt up and latched onto his arm. I just remember my cousin, you know, like, swinging the arm, like, get him off.
Ah! Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Daniel, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one. How many times, Daniel, a year would you say that you get drunk? And by drunk, I mean slurred speech, lose your balance a little bit, or at least your balance and speech are affected. And as far as focusing clearly on things, you're not really able to do so.
Okay, I'm going to have to jump back to last year because I haven't drank in like a year so far now.
Okay, all right.
So, okay, let's say last year would have been 3 times a week. That's roughly
156 times.
Yeah, pretty close to that, yeah. And, yeah, it was the whole where am I waking up, feed on myself and everything else.
Oh, wow. So you never get a little drunk. Like, you're going all in if you get drunk.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday morning, it doesn't matter.
What, is that why you stopped drinking?
That is, sir. I was way off the chain.
And how did you do it? Did you just get up one day and said, you know what, I'm done?
Actually, one night I said, I'm done. I walked into an emergency room. I said, hey, this is my life. They said, you need some help. I did the whole treatment thing. You know, today I'm kind of, you know, the clean and sober guy. It actually improved my life by far.
I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I would guess so, man. How hard was it in the beginning?
I was the last person you'd want to be around. I was grumpy. That center I went to, no swearing, no cigarettes, no weed, no alcohol. I was miserable.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
I mean, no swearing and no cigarettes. Like that's my go-to, man.
Walk outside, drop an F-bomb. Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, but I dropped plenty of F-bombs anyways, you know. I'm not drinking and I'm not smoking, you know.
Okay, well, that's I mean, hell, that's got to be, you got to feel a hell of a lot better in the last year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I went from a park bench to a brand new Mustang, so I'm not bitching.
Nice. The money you save is unbelievable.
No, he means an actual horse, the Mustang.
Okay. What was your go to drink? What was your drink of choice back then?
If I could afford it, it'd be the Black Velvet. But you know, otherwise it was the Hurricanes or the Steel Reserve.
Oof! All right,
you're going all in.
Yeah. Was there any particular trigger? Like, since you've cleaned up, have you discovered what the triggers to want to drink are?
It used to be, honestly, feeling sorry for myself. You know, the woe is me, where did my life go? And, you know, I put down the drink, and it's like, wow, this is where my life could have been.
Let me ask you this. Did you pick up any new hobbies or any interests that you used to have that you kind of just let go for a while to kind of kill your time?
Honestly, I have an extensive collection of Legos.
All right,
yeah, there you go.
They never go out of style, they always work together, yeah. Man.
Okay.
Exactly.
If I could, I would sneak all the goddamn Legos in my house out and give them to him.
Right. See, I'm never sure. Like, I could have, let's just say, 3 to 4 IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I might be on the edge a little bit, right?
Right.
But if I walk into the corner of my wall going into the bathroom, right, I can do that sober sometimes.
Sure.
I mean, like, so like, just shoulder check myself, right? So sometimes I wonder, like, what the level is on this stuff.
To me, it's lack of balance.
All right.
Right? That's when you know, like, ooh, maybe I'll slow down. But that said, that's not really an accomplishment as an adult to say, oh, I've had, you know what? I'm having a hard time standing upright. I'll stop drinking. Ooh, the self-control.
What do you think the average person?
I've definitely done the... You know what? While I'm peeing, I'm just going to hold on to the sink.
Yeah, I'll put my forehead on the wall in front of me.
On this airplane. What? How many times a year do you guys think you put it on to the point where you could say, man, I was drunk?
I mean, honestly, man, in the last year, maybe once every 10 days where I'm like drunk, but I drink every day. There's no question about that.
Okay.
But problem is you start going, all right, but is this a tolerance thing? So, yeah, I drink every day. Not to the point of getting drunk, but I also drink probably about a 6-pack a day, which a lot of people get drunk on that. So you kind of go, all right, obviously I have a bit of a drinking problem, and I certainly drink too much, but a 6-pack, well, it depends what the 6-pack is, to be fair. But generally speaking, a 6-pack doesn't bug me, right?
Yeah.
But it's one a night, and you go, that seems like a lot. Because people always give you a look. Like, to me, that's normal. Like, well, yeah, you get home from work, and before you go to bed, you put down a 6-pack. Who doesn't do that? And you realize a lot of people don't do that. And that's weird to me.
I think this year was a little tougher, too, because, like, I just know for me, sometimes on the weekends, like, I'd be sitting there, like, Zooming with some friends or with cousins, and, man, we would just get wasted. Because it's like... You can't go anywhere for a while, and then it's like the beer's super cheap. There's always shots available. You don't have to wait for the waiter. There was a couple times I'd get up and be like, whoa, man. And there's nobody to balance off of. You know, like when you're in a bar.
At least a buddy would be like, hey, man, hey,
Right, or like you got to physically get up and go. Like, I don't know, just different when you're in your own place. Like, Jesus.
Well, it's more cost efficient.
You're not going
like
anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have to tip anyone. I'm not losing any money on this.
Yeah, there was just some Saturdays. It was like, oh, what did we do?
We took a nap.
Yeah, let's stop calling it a happy hour.
The reason we asked how many times a year do you get drunk, this just came out today, and it's a survey on average of what countries drink the most, and Australians reported getting drunk an average of 31 times a year. More times per year than all but two of 25 countries that were surveyed. I'll let you guys stew on what two countries you think drank more than Australia. This is a global drug and alcohol survey.
Not going to guess Russia?
Survey also shows an increase in people acquiring drugs from markets on the dark World Wide Web. The annual global drug survey, they got about 110,000 respondents, 25 countries. The Australian component means having drunk so much that your physical and mental faculties are impaired to the point where your balanced speech was affected. You're unable to focus clearly on things and that your conversation and behaviors were very obviously different to people who know you. So Australia was third. The global average, by the way, was 20 days. Australians were at 31. Only two other countries reported drinking more.
I'm going to guess the UK and Russia.
England was number one.
All right.
34 days.
That's their culture. I mean, that's what you do.
Scotland was number two. Oh. Just basically edging them out. And they go through. And Russia was behind Australia, so you weren't too far off.
Where's the U.S. in that?
You know what? That was we don't do as great as we think we do as far as getting drunk.
Come on, people.
Probably has a lot to do with the fact that we drink a lot of light beer in this country. I don't know either way, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll drink a lot of quantity.
In Australia, here's what they're down for. So if it's not alcohol, they go for their drugs. So one of the more popular drugs, obviously there's methamphetamine down there, GHB. There was also, but those were the ones that sent people to the emergency room. Synthetic cannabis.
Yeah, those will send you to the emergency room.
But as far as drugs go, for the third year running, LSD.
Really?
Was voted the most value for the money. At 8 out of 10, followed by magic mushrooms and GHB.
GHB.
Lowest value for the money in Australia, cocaine. I basically said for the cost of it, it wasn't worth the buzz.
GHB is dangerous because people don't know how to, I mean, it's the date rape drug.
Right. Jesus,
but
really?
If you use a small amount of it, supposedly it's supposed to give you like a very euphoric high, this and that. But the problem is people don't know what they're doing, so you can overdose yourself.
Right.
I think that's what the... Was there like a property hunter or some guy that like died on a cruise last year?
Yeah.
But they were messing around with that. I've seen somebody at a party once and been like, what is with that person? They're like, oh, man.
They're on a date rape drug.
Right. Basically, they roofied themselves.
You know, but so like, they can't control their body, can't control their speech.
No.
You know, if you have ill intent, Bill Cosby, you might overdose. If you're doing for yourself, you're just trying to get that little bit of high. You know, but they don't gauge it right. But, you know, it's funny. They say LSD is the best bang for your buck. And as I go through, and I can't comment on meth, never done it. But they're right. You do some LSD, however much money you spent, you're tripping for a good long time, right? I mean, that's the whole thing.
It's
like the all-day pass at the amusement park, where cocaine, it's cost prohibitive, and you get, what, I don't know, a couple good hours out of it?
Mm-hmm.
But worth it.
Yeah.
Random. Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
James, welcome to the program. Random question, James, we're going to give you a hypothetical. One of the things that political commentators pointed out here between the two different administrations, when the Biden administration went in, kind of took over the White House and all the other things, is that traditionally, the President of the United States has what they call a red button on his desk. All right? So they all do different things. So for an example, back in the day, President Barack Obama used to have a red button, same exact red button.
Sure.
And when he pushed that button, tea would be delivered into the Oval Office.
Tea? Come on, man.
President Trump, every time he pressed the button, he would get a Diet Coke.
Still not good enough.
Now, for whatever reason, Biden hasn't figured out what he's going to use this button for, if he even wants it. So they noted that he doesn't have that button anymore on his desk.
He got rid of them.
So they asked him, and he's like, I don't know, maybe ice cream. I'm not
whatever
sure.
You okay. Want, man. Right. Just keep the button.
The red button gives you... junk food? I thought the red button was like Lush nuclear weapons.
No.
Different red button.
Not the red. This is not the nuclear
make
football.
Sure you press the
this
right red button.
This is the red button that sits on the desk of the President of the United States. Again, Barack Obama had it for tea. Donald Trump had it for Diet Coke. If you had a red button, what would happen when you pushed it? Let's just say you have one in your living room at home. Mm-hmm. You push the red button. What happens?
red button. Okay. I think my red button would actually probably deliver some pizza to me. I love pizza.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that's the thing. All right. You're the president of the goddamn United States, and we got Diet Coke and tea.
Where would you get the pizza from?
Okay, there's a bunch of, like, small independent places that I love. I can't name them all.
Would you let them surprise you then? So you press, they know you want pizza. Would you care which of the list? You could leave them a list of, look, these are the places I like it from. You hit the red button, they deliver you pizza from any one of these
places.
I'm doing
it differently.
What do you get?
No, it's got to be thin crust, New York style.
All right.
Pepperoni, sausage. Oh,
where do you live?
In Auburn.
Okay, I don't know too much about the South End on pizza. But I know that the wood fire, the brick oven places are pretty good. Like
Mod Pizza, definitely. I would definitely take
See, here's what I would
do. Button Mod Pizza.
If it was pizza for me, I would press the button. But you would only get a slice, and the slice would be hot.
That's probably, you're being smart.
Instead of getting a whole pizza.
Why don't you get two slices? Because you're going to keep buzzing.
Well, press the button twice. That's fine.
Okay, you know, so you're sending the...
But I'm not, I don't want the whole pizza right then. You know what I'm saying? I just want a slice of pizza at that particular time. I can't eat the whole thing, but a hot slice of pepperoni pizza every time I press the red button? Are you kidding me? That would be a good thing.
On the you can get what you want, man. I mean, I'd keep it legal, right? So you wouldn't do drugs and all that. I mean, if I could, it'd be drugs, but like a shot of Jack. Because you're not going to hit it all day, but I'm the president. It's a stressful job. Every once in a while, you just want to take that edge off. You have some deep negotiation.
Like the Diet Coke and the tea, that's something you can drink all day long. Yeah. I just feel like with pizza, like, I don't know, how much pizza are you going to eat every day?
What if it was just like a button for a chicken wing? Or like two chicken wings?
Two chicken wings?
Yeah. Anytime you want. Press the button, you get two chicken wings.
Like, every hour and a half, you'd hit
whenever you want chicken wings.
Press the button. All you got to do is bring it in.
They come out with a, what do you call it, a doily? You
know, come up with a doily.
Real nice.
Give me my chicken wings.
A little side of ranch dressing.
Ooh, a bowl of cinnamon toast crunch.
But it could be somebody who comes in and gives you a foot rub. I mean, like, whatever you want. That's what's going to happen.
That's why I can't believe Diet Coke
and tea. Somebody comes in with a lit bowl.
Right.
You know, anything you want.
They hold it to your lips.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's time for your bath, sir. Thanks, Donnie. Let's go. More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.